Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. You know where you're at. You're on Crazy Nation Radio. The craziest shit that ever happens happens here all the time. And you're your host, Ron Reck, and we're going to get into the story a little bit later on. We're going to get some more clips to flip. We're going to get our shit together tonight, and we're going to do the show right. So just hang tight with me, and I'll be right back.
I finally figured out what car to get. Now, where to find the best deal?
You know, when I was watching today's Bush memorial, and I'm looking at this front row, and I'm remembering George Herbert Walker Bush, globalists of the first order, rubbers Bush, pardoned six folks during the Iran-Contra deal, which, by the way, remember, they now want to go after Trump because he is not taking pardons off the table for Manafort. But anyway, you've got that. You've got this incredible New World Order unipolar George Herbert Walker Bush. Granted, father, I understand it. Okay, put him out of the picture for a moment. You've got this front row. Hillary and Bill Clinton. Bill walking around now more and more with his mouth hanging open. I don't know what that's about. It's not important. I'm just a mouth person. But then, what is that? What is that all about? I don't understand that. Hillary Clinton ignoring the president. Oh, you're going to get yours. Oh, today was D5, but don't worry. There's a D7. Because let me tell you something. Whitaker and others are meeting, and Huber and Ray, and that's going on right now. Maybe in a SCIF meeting, like somebody's reported. But you would think, why are you pushing it? Why? Even to maybe muster up some speck, some ort, some just momentary piece of compassion towards you, or that some respect that maybe you'll garner. I mean, you already wasted our time and your own time by throwing this ridiculous notion out to the public of you having a tour with Bill charging $750 at the Beacon Theater, and now you're giving it away for what, 99 cents, which is the processing charge. I mean, it's hard to even. To even think of this, it's hard to even comprehend the hubris. But there's that front row: Obama, Michelle, Bill, Hillary, Jimmy Carter. Look at this. This is. It hit me like a ton of bricks. I'm thinking, oh my God. They were running the show. They're running the show. And Cheney's behind them. Cheney. And these folks are getting up. Alan Simpson and, you know, James Baker. I kind of like Baker, though, for different reasons, because he was a field general. Field marshal, I should say, when it comes to working around the inner goings-on of Washington. But that notwithstanding, look at that front row. And Hillary, behavior. Rebuffing the president, our president. Oh, you're going to get yours. Oh, it's going to be so delightful. Seeing you, thinking about what that mugshot's going to look like. Oh, is yours going to be as good looking as, you know who has some good mugshots? Tom DeLay, Rush Limbaugh, and John Gotti. Some of the best. Let's see how yours are going to look. Start posing. It's coming. And I looked at that group of people, and I'm thinking to myself, this is our government. And they're all slapping each other on the back and saying, what a, oh my God, I slipped back. What a great guy, and what a wonderful person. And I'm not trying to, look, well, whatever. But rubber is Bush. This guy ran the show. This was a new world order, unipolar, one world government, no jurisdictions, no currency, no distinction. This is the globalist nightmare. He's the architect, and nobody's talking about it. They talk about him like he's just Uncle Dave. That's Poppy. No, I don't believe he should stand up at his funeral and start, going through a litany of all the stuff he's done. But it just showed me the degree of just detachment that the mainstream media have. They don't know anything. Honestly, don't know anything. And they, again, just that role. Obama, Michelle, Clinton, Bill, Hillary. Oh, my God. And as sad as it was to see Bush, the Dauphin, speak on behalf of his father, there's a human part whenever you see those of us who've, had loved ones that we've, had died. We can relate to it, but I can separate and compartmentalize. And I never realized, I thought I did, but I never really realized how important what this is, what you and I are doing, what our message is, because we have to make the world aware that this fairy tale, mamby-pamby, pretend statesman, Mr. Smith goes to Washington world that they live in does not exist in the real world. It doesn't. It's not. It's as though they've forgotten all of it. All of it. Or maybe they haven't, but our news, they sit there and they portray this Potemkin village, this central casting, pretend, oh, these people are so wonderful. I'm trying to think, again, look at that front row. Bill and Hillary, Barack Obama and Michelle. Oh, my God. And Jimmy Carter, he's just, what are you going to do? George Walker Bush, W. Even though we feel sorry for him today, this is a guy who 9/11, don't have no weapons of mass destruction here. They don't have any weapons of mass destruction here. Yeah, we're going to go to war. Smoke them out. Yeah, we all that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. My friend, we have never been called upon to anything as important as this. We have never been remotely involved in anything as deep and as critical and as important as this. This venture, this exercise, this path, this momentum that we are involved in, it's never been more clear. And seeing Hillary Clinton rebuff, ignore, rudely dismiss in an air of hubris and discourtesy our current president, which she will never be, and this taunting, again, this hubristic sense of, you don't know who I am. I'm Hillary Clinton. I don't play by these stinking rules. I'm different. It's never, and I'm going to say this again,
I'm going to say it again. And I'm going to...
Our customized insurance saves you money and uses zero data. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Be very, very clear here. Try to. We are in a war against an idea, an ideology that has infected our constitutional republic. It's an ideology that keeps manifesting itself. It keeps entering the body through the portal being these clowns that keep getting elected. And with a mainstream media that keeps pretending that they're wonderful, gracious, glorious, John Meacham standing up there and waxing stentorian with this full saccharine historicity. They're aiding and abetting. They are the worst when it comes to this. They are promoting this idea. They are promoting this fantasy. They are distracting. They're the rodeo clowns. They're obfuscating. They're letting you say, oh, no, this is wonderful. This is wonderful. Oh, isn't this wonderful? See our flags. See our military. See our Washington. See, this is good. This is our republic. All those people go down the list. Bill and Hillary Clinton. Michelle and Barack Obama. Jimmy Carter. Well, Jimmy Carter. And W. Maybe not Laura, but W. Oh, my God. Now, he might not have been directly involved in any kind of 9/11 or anything. I don't believe that for a moment. I really don't. Plausible deniability, maybe. You're not going to put him or Cheney or any of those folks. But he picked up the gauntlet and ran with it. Took us when we were at our most vulnerable and scared and patriotic and ran with it and went and invaded a country that he had on the... He had it on the drawing board since day one. They all did. That's who these people are. Since day one, they were waiting. And though he might not have been involved in any way, boy, he sure knew what to do. It's almost like he had the marching orders almost. He didn't know how these were going, what would propel them, but by God, off we go. Remember that? He tried to kill my daddy. That was one of the reasons why he showed this wet Texas. We're going to go down and get that Saddam. We're going to get him real good. Got to kill my daddy. Meanwhile, it's our country, our treasure, our material, our best and brightest, our soldiers and Marines, our military, all about oil, all about power, all about a new world order that George talked about and reminded us about over and over, and nobody talked about it. They're talking about cigarette boats and Kenny Bunkport and how he parachuted and what a guy, still fighting that wimp factor business, even in death. Look, I know what you're thinking. You might be thinking, you probably not, but I know what somebody might be, that this is sacrilegious. The man's not even buried yet, and you're talking. When you sign on to be our president and you, through the machination, through the process of the franchise, get to be the president, then you work for us. And dying is not going to purge your record. Dying, no matter how old you are, does not extinguish what you've done. War hero status does not excuse you in futuro. It doesn't work that way. This idea that, you have to show respect. Show some respect for Donald Trump. You taught me, the gloves are off, right? You taught me. People were still screaming and yelling not too long ago about Fred Trump, the president's father, who allegedly maybe attended a Klan rally in, what, 1927, and they're bringing this up? as a basis of disqualification of this president? 1927, and I've got his father, Prescott Bush, from Union Banking, Brown Brothers Harriman, who bankrolled Hitler and the Nazi war machine? Can you grasp the level of hubris, the level of the double standard? It's breathtaking. Breathtaking. All right, my friends. D7's coming.
I have a small budget and a big family. Holidays are a challenge.
Well, I love a challenge, but this really isn't one.
Because
4K TVs. Top brands, big screens, low prices.
This guy went to Santa school.
Define low prices.
Under $500.
Define top brands.
Samsung, LG, all of them.
I'm going to have a very happy family.
Apparently, you can please all of the people all of the time.
Two days from now. Guess who's meeting right now? In fact, guess who's meeting right now? Guess who's meeting in those little skiff meetings? Whitaker, Horowitz, Huber, Ray. Isn't that interesting? You know what's also interesting as well? How numbers work. Aren't numbers a fascinating thing? Aren't they fascinating? Isn't how this works out? Do you know that 17 cubed is 4913, 4,913. If you add them up, it equals 17. Ah, yes, 17. What a good number, isn't it? What a good number. All right, my friends. Do me a favor. Please like this video. Please put your thoughts, comments, observations, witticisms, and commentaries below. Please subscribe to the channel. Hit that little bell so you'll be notified of live streams and new videos. Remember, January 19th, I'm going to be hitting the stage at the Cutting Room in New York City. Tickets available below. Oh, my God. What will we be? Will we be celebrating Hillary's manuscription and seizure, her being applied, that thing which is called justice. Who knows? But just counting the.
Let me ask you something. Do you think your car insurance rate is fair? The premiums you pay cover the accidents for all.
I want you to imagine where you're going to be and how you're going to react when you hear that Hillary Clinton and or Bill, mostly Hillary Clinton, has been charged in federal court with a crime of either some type of financial malfeasance, some type of fraud involving the Clinton Foundation, Clinton Global Initiative, the Clinton Health Access Initiative, some very serious charity violations, because it's going to happen. We're seeing story after story, case after case of the media almost being given the okay to report that investigators are looking at. And you can look at Zero Hedge. I'll put The Hill. I'll put the citations below for you. But what I and others have been talking about, specifically those who have spent an inordinate amount of time and attention in looking at and reading the crimes that are available to prosecutors involving Hillary Clinton and Bill as to the Clinton Foundation. Now, let me just say to members of my conspiratorium, my brethren, my comrades, my fellow patriots, the circles that we're in, nobody's even remotely considering the notion of a financial cause of action as being even remotely commensurate with the degree of harm and horror that she has enacted and exacted and caused among people. And I understand that completely. I understand how they feel that this, or that rather, would not even come close to the horrors that Hillary Rodham Felon, the upper-mid fashionista in particular, the one with these strange maladies and this. Remember a while back, we stopped talking about what we started and then stopped talking about this strange backpack she had, this weird reptilian exoskeleton. What the hell was that all about? But they have elected to use private charities as a source of fraud and criminal activity. They will rue the day. The laws, the provisions, not only from the IRS, but from the federal government in terms of just plain old, and I say plain old, I mean actual criminal statutes and the like, are so serious. Because when you take a charity and you are asking the government to charter this private charity so that people can actually contribute but deduct. You know, Joe Kennedy years ago, it's the old story, was Joe Kennedy, the patriarch of the Kennedy crime family, would go to like the Archdiocese of New York or whatever, and he'd say, here's $1 million. You give me $900,000 back. I get $1 million tax deduction, $400,000. It's the oldest trick in the book. So you have people, and not everybody who necessarily was involved in some type of ledger domain, so to speak, but you might have had somebody who thought, I'm just going to contribute because Hillary is telling me she's going to be president. So now we're having Mr. Andrew Kessel, whatever, from who apparently may have been, dare I say, duped by this MDA group, by these interesting folks who are involved in a very serious deep dive into the financial shenanigans of the Clinton Foundation, who may now, let me just say this.
Probably the most important thing that a guy can be remembered for is being a good person. Work hard and do the best with what you've got.
Anybody who is even remotely considered as having been the Judas Iscariot, whatever, towards the Judas, the Sammy the Bull, the rat, toward Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation, when the term hashtag Arkanside is now a part of our collective vernacular, well, let me tell you something. This guy better ask for some very serious, you know, protection. If history is anything, you know, at all remotely accurate in terms of predicting, you know, ill-fated and premature doom to those individuals who run in the wrong circles and dare cross these criminals. I'm just saying comically. I'm being funny. No truth to the rumor of all of this stuff about the Clinton crime family and the Clinton body count. But look at this story from Zero Hedge. I know where all the bodies are buried, Clinton Foundation CFO Andrew Kessel said, who made the admissions to investigators from MDA Analytics, a firm run by, quote, accomplished ex-federal criminal investigators. He told the MDA there's no controlling Bill Clinton. He does whatever he wants and runs up incredible expenses. 6,000 pages of evidence from the whistleblower. Listen, something's happening right now. Something's burning, and I think it's love. I think Kenny Rogers and the first edition intoned it well. Something's happening here. Something very, very serious is happening. They've almost been given the okay. The media are told it's okay. You can go after Hillary. Do whatever you want to do. She's fair game. Do it. For the longest time, we and so many people, the great, the incredible work of Charles Ortel, who has been indefatigable, dogged in his pursuit and his explication and his tireless, his just inexhaustible efforts to explain the corruption, philanthropy, charity. We always suspect to begin with, oh, they've got the best ratings. Oh, my God. I'm sure there are a few people who can say, well, we got some money from the Clinton Foundation. Of course they did. But how much did that Clinton Foundation bring in? It could be over $100 billion. Nobody knows. You see, in order for you to conduct something of this scale, you've got strict, absolutely strict rules that you must comply with and that you must adhere to and that you must maintain audit records. And not only that, the states that are involved in that charter, this type of charity and the like, and this public charity. And let me tell you something too, please, if there is a just God, if there is justice, if this is a harbinger, if this is Vatic and Pythonic and augurs the future, if I could read the entrails of the beast, please, dear Zeus, let the hounds of war be slipped on Al Sharpton and that fraudulent National Action Network that just was going to pay him over $500,000 for this rights to his story. This has got to stop. But enough about him. Her. Now imagine this. The phone call. Hillary. Yes, George. It's George Soros. Where's my money? What? Where's my money? You told me you were going to be elected. You don't think I give a goddamn about the Clinton Foundation, do you? Same thing goes for the Rothschilds. Same thing goes for the Ford Foundation and Bill and Melinda Gates, countries, the Netherlands. There's a lot of pissed off people who want their money back. And now we're finding out that they're going after you and Bill for this shady, slipshod charity? And Bill's going to fall on the sword? Very interesting. Bill's going to do it. Why? He's walking around with a Sicilian flu. Let me say this one thing first. Before I forget. Hillary, I want our money back. George, where's my money? You said you were going to win. Where's my money?
You do one wrong thing, leads to another wrong thing. Next thing you know, you're stuck in a bunch of wrongs.
They stole it. They stole my money? No, they stole the election. See, you can't blame me, George. It's the Russians. Yeah, that's it. That's the ticket. The Russians. The Russians. I know who the Russians are. I deal with them all the time. What did they do to steal the election? Vladimir Putin wanted Trump? What are you talking about? Hillary, are you smoking? Are you hitting the pipe again? What are you talking about? No, they did it. And then if that doesn't work, Trump, he did it too. I got to go, George. And Soros and others hypothetically say, I want that money back now. And by the way, they better not pull any clawback crap on us. Clawback is that wonderful procedure that the government employs that whenever you're involved in something, let's say like a Madoff charity or a Ponzi scheme, and you're an innocent depositor, and you had nothing to do with any of the financial goings-on, the government can say, I'm going to disallow this information. I'm going to disallow this, and I'm also going to claw back. I'm going to take all of your deductions back and all of the monies that you enjoyed and everything that you did, and you're going to have to pay penalties and interest. And, oh, it's huge. But Hillary said, oh, I'm going to win. That's the only reason anybody would even want to be involved in this stuff. See, that's the beauty of this. Now, it gets even better. The Sicilian flu is a concept that was, you might have seen this. Remember the movie Casino? And it was a scene where a bunch of these older, aging mobsters, the old Sicilian dons, would be carted into court. And before they were able to testify, they had all kinds of diseases that befell them and heart ailments, and they were in oxygen tents, and they had nurses and wheelchairs and IVs. And it's this disease it's that manifests itself at, on, or about the time of indictment. Watch Bill, because he's shuffling around now. He's, for a long time, people have suspected on the QT that he's not well. But Hillary, she's been laying the groundwork forever. Remember the fact that she had her Fresnel lenses, which she testified, or tried to, for Benghazi, remember that? The Fresnel, the prismatic lenses for diplopia, for double vision. Bill wrote about her hitting her head, blood clots. She couldn't even testify for the Benghazi hearing. Remember that? Because my brain, I'm insane in the membrane. Remember that? Then she got better. And they never got back with her. She never corrected the testimony or completed it. He just said, oh, anyway, never mind. Remember on 9/11 when she fell, she had to be thrown in the back of her ambulance? It was an ambulance, by the way. Painted black, like one of those little cruisers, but it was an ambulance. They threw her in the back like a side of beef. She lost her shoe, threw her shoe, and took a bad fall. Singing Call, Stephen Stills' second album. Anyway. Then she wore those Zeiss blue, Zeiss 1B, those blue, kind of Don Was glasses. Remember the next day, hey, I'm doing great. After they took her to Chelsea's apartment on 9/11, like, I couldn't take her to a hospital. You don't want records of that. They've got doctors and a hospital staff in Chappaqua, Chelsea's apartment. Are you kidding me? Let me tell you something. This is unbelievable. And she had that. She had the night she won the DNC. Remember that? The nomination. She was those weird seizure moments with her mouth, pulling an Angelo Bruno. What was that about? Remember the fellow, the Secret Service agent with the EpiPen or the Benzo pen or whatever it was, diazepam pen, trying to calm her down? You could hear her in a hot mic, it's okay, take it easy. The head jerking. Oh, so she's laid the groundwork out perfectly. They tried to indict her, and you were going to see a cacophony, a symphony of symptoms like you've never seen. All of that's happening. This is so complicated. We're going to be spending a lot of time together coming up, but the good news is simply this. The good news is that they're at the end of their rope. The Clinton crime family, it's over with. And the question is, do you try them here? Some people are arguing, you know, military tribunals, treason, Gitmo. I've got my thoughts on that. But on this, December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day, they're about to be Pearl Harbor. And it couldn't happen soon enough. Thank you so much for watching. By the way, do me a favor, January 19th, I'm going to be hitting the stage of the Cutting Room in New York City. Tickets are available. Please like this video. Please put your thoughts, comments, observations, witticisms, and the like below. Please also make sure that you subscribe to the channel. Hit that bell so you'll be notified of new videos and live streams and whatever you do. I beg, beseech, implore. I ask you to remember to right arm, lock and load, and comment as you see fit. The best line I heard was from an article that said that if you think the Paris gas riots are about gas prices or rising prices, then you must think that the 60s civil rights movement was because some black guy couldn't get a hamburger at a Woolworth's lunch counter. It's bigger than that. Yes, it's prices going up, but that's not it. It's about carbon taxing. It's about the new world order, a globalistic a centerpiece. And this is the example of what's happening. Now, keep in mind this, also in view of the hagiographies that are being produced by the second regarding the death of George Herbert Walker Bush, a fine, fine man with a fine, fine family. But the centerpiece, the patron saint of this kind of insanity. See, nobody really understood this. When you talk about New World Order, it sounds almost like an Alex Jones rant, one of these Elmer Gantry, wild, frothing, salivating, you know, InfoWars screed and scream and screech. But it was spot on. That's what this is about. EU taxes, the notion of globalism, of applying this thing called the carbon tax. And now you know why. For the longest time, you've been indoctrinated and your kids have been brainwashed into this nonsense, this crap, this pap, this idiocy, this lunacy, this manufactured fantasy of the poor polar bear huddling with his mother on an ice cube, which used to be an iceberg, and how you, as a bilious, you know, carbon profiteer, how you must pay for the footprint that you crushed into the terrain and into the sod of the planet that you now rape and invade with your belching carbon. And they're like, oh my God, this is what it's about. Carbon taxing, carbon trading, track and tax, cap and trade, go down the list, carbon exchanges, the notion of the first carbon billionaires. This is Al Gore, Maurice Strong. This is exactly what they're doing. And the idea is very simply this. When you control anybody through tax, you control them. I control industry. I control profit. I control power, sovereignty, currency, freedom, you name it. You name it. This is based also on this Bentham, Malthusian, anti-industrialist nonsense. Nonsense. A la Teddy Roosevelt, which happens to be the hero of George Herbert Walker Bush, a.k.a. Rubbers Bush, for his dare I say, eugenist preoccupation with unwanted pregnancies. But I digress. Watch my other videos on Bush 41 to figure that one out. This is what we're talking about. When we talk about, when I talk about, when those of us who are nationalists versus globalists, that's right, nationalists, America first, when we have been warning you that this fraud, this fantasy, this global warming charade, this thing which has been handed to the mindless sock puppet left, who've adopted this idea where all of a sudden
I'm still out here, man. Walking, man. CDs and dick. Yeah, man. It's sounding slow right now, man. But guess what? It's all part of the job, man. It's all part of your dedication, your drive. And ain't nothing gonna stop me or distract me, man. It's slow right now, but we on the way. Speakeasy Entertainment, M Squad, Lauren, One Together, man. Texas Takeover on the way. Unfinished Business here. Texas Most Wanted 1 and 2. R.I.P. Houston on the way. Plus Mo, man. Just get ready, man. We out here, man. Support the struggle, man.
They're strident advocates of this notion of global warming and climate change, forgetting the fact that they have been told lies. One, that all of the scientists of note believe this. Wrong. That it is accepted science. Wrong. That it is a natural reaction on the part of a loving planet to fight back as to the damage has been caused by again, these rapacious and bilious and horrible belching and rapacious. I think I've said that. Industrial types who want to rape Mother Earth. And oh my God, this is Malthusian crap. It overlooks, you know, the hipsy thermals, the Holocene maxima, the periods of incredible warmth and drought and freezing. I mean, it all of a sudden you get some punk, somebody with a man bun in Brooklyn walking around with a cloth bag and socks with Birkenstocks with their chai latte, and all of a sudden they're a climatologist. They're able to understand the incredibly complicated dimensions and dynamics of the world, of the planet, of the universe, forgetting the fact that there are warming trends all over the universe. Mars has had bergs and ice structures and ice masses melting by this thing called the sun. But the reason why Strong and Al Gore and others were promoting this and using the mindless, silly dolts, these easily enlisted rubes, these simps, these the usual suspects. And by the way, this isn't the tree hugger, the Yul Gibbons days of, they called them tree huggers. No, this is beyond that. This has nothing to do. These people aren't living off the land. They're not, John Denver, Rocky Mountain High kind of people. No. This is a cause they add, like another neck tattoo, something that they carry, something that they pretend to give a damn about, something that they pretend to know about. What you're seeing in Paris, what you're seeing with Macron, what you're seeing with this Rothschild, this dupe, this rube, well, he's not so much of a rube, but he's a mindless, robotic messenger boy of this way of thinking. What you're seeing is a precursor of what's going to happen. This is what the world is looking at. And the thing is also, the mainstream media will not explain this to you. And the right-wing media, whatever that is, whatever that's left, Fox News isn't talking about that. Why? Because these people are globalists as well. Look at the way they laud George Herbert Walker Bush and never mention one of his New World Order globalist ideations. They don't recognize that because the left and the right are fused like two sides of a coin. They're the same. The myths of the left-right paradigm. You'll never hear that. You'll never hear Fox or anybody talk about this because this is beyond their realm. They don't go. They know where their bread is buttered. This is international. This is a fight between globalists and nationalists and common sensors, proofers, truthers, whatever word you want to call this right now. Realistic citizens who have this incredible allergy towards bullshit, which is precisely what this is. Now, you know and I know that's what this is about. The question is, how long will it be before the message gets out to the other members of the media? I mean, look, I can understand, seriously, CNN for not reporting it. I can understand MSDNC, MSLSD, all of the usual suspects. But every day that goes by, I realize what Fox is, what conservative radio is, conservative, these paleocons, these neo-Reagan fetishistic, these people who are fixated and connected and tethered to a penchant for the obvious, the obvious conservatism or the usual suspects. What? And you'll hear it, something a la Steve Doocy. I don't understand why they can't say Happy Merry Christmas at a Gap in Abilene. That's what's going on here. I mean, can you believe that? Ainsley, what do you think? I love our troops. Okay, great. That's it. Bumper sticker, playbook, echo chamber, cookie cutter, no hits, no runs, no errors, conservatism?
Deja food, the feeling you're having the same food at every event. But now, there's a cure.
I got tacos.
Whatever your occasion, mix things up with Taco Bell Party Packs. Party food will never be the same again.
If I hear that Lee Greenwood one more time with that I'm proud to be an American or whatever it is, it's more than that. There seems to be almost a an inverse proportion to the size of your lapel pin and what you know about history. And don't forget what Tolstoy said. History would be a wonderful thing if only it were true. Let me go back to what I'm saying. And I put a great little clip here, a great piece from some alternative media, which isn't alternative anymore, which is fantastic. This is not about gas prices. This isn't like, boy, these Paris people, they get, I mean, we've had a price test, but we don't go out there. No, that's not it. It's not it. And remember, the EU was the beta test for the New World Order. The EU, born from Bilderberg, if it can work there to take Europe, I mean, multiple countries, multiple languages, multiple cultures, fuse them together, ruled from Brussels, if it could work there, who else can you get? North American Union next? Remember they tried that one with Bush? Remember the Amaro? Trans-Texas Corridor? Remember the NAFTA Superhighway? They wanted that. That's exactly where this is going. Those are the Bushes. Those aren't the conservatives. Uh-uh. And you'll never hear that. You'll never hear Fox talk about this. No. Because they're given this list, especially now when the Disneyfication of Fox, they're given this list. Okay, you can talk about this, but you stop right here. You don't go any further. Stop right there, and we'll let you pretend, you know, Reaganomically prone or whatever the phraseology is. It's a fraud. The real enemy is globalism, the idea of a unipolar, single world order where there are no jurisdictions, there are no borders, there's no different currencies, no cultures. It's part of this monstrous system. And it's happening here locally. It's happening here domestically. Look how many people want to destroy the notion of marriage, family, gender. Killing ICE agencies, open borders, caravans. This is what it is. It's you can call it whatever works for you. Whatever phrase, New World Order, deep state, intel state, police state, shadow government, asset stripping jackals, financier, global, whatever. That's what this is about. So pay attention. Recognize what it is and stop conning yourself into thinking you're a conservative and stop this lugubrious, syrupy saccharine, these eulogies and elegies and eulogia, these panegyrics and paeans to George Herbert Walker Bush as though he was the greatest president. I love when they say the Cold War ended with him. He didn't have a goddamn thing to do with that. Nothing. It's about the Iran-Contra. You want to talk about, I got to say this, you want to talk about Trump maybe being obstructionistic, if that's a term, and daring to say, well, I'm not going to take any pardons off the table when it comes to Manafort. Bush, Poppy Bush, Rubbers Bush, pardoned six of them, including Cap Weinberger, the night before his trial. Why? To save his ass. History is written by the winners. History is a lie. Men agree to believe. I think Napoleon said this. And history would be a wonderful thing if only it were true, because this history that I'm being told, that's being spewed every day, has nothing to do with reality. So you pay attention and watch what's happening right now in France. And watch what's happening right now with that sniveling little twit, Macron. Watch what that is. Because let me tell you something. They want that to go global. That's a beta test. That's an experiment. Let me tell you something. As long as I have a breath in me, I'm going to fight like mad to prevent that from ever happening here. And you can join the fight by knowing what's going on. Retweet this. Pass this on. Spread this. Not just me. I'm not the prophet. I'm talking about news and information that's in here for all of us. Okay? Good. Now, do me a favor. Like this video. Very important to get that algorithm up. Put your thoughts, comments, observations, witticisms, analyses, and commentaries below. Please also, if you could and you would, brighten my northern sky. It's a great Nick Drakewood in tone. And also hit that little bell so you'll be notified of live streams, which we do twice a day, 8 a.m. and 7 p.m. daily. And also, January 19th, I take the stage again at the Cutting Room. The tickets are available below, and they are going so fast. And I'm going to take this to the streets, and I'm going to say this as loud as I can, because let me tell you something. There's a revolution going on here, a revolution, the proportions of which you can't even comprehend, much less even imagine. We'll get to that later, okay? Thanks for watching, and comment as you see fit. You know, one of the fun and necessary aspects to commentary or review or analysis or whatever the heck it is that we do is to try to make sense of something based upon what little you know, what little you hear in the news, what you're reading, what you're guessing, what you're kind of picking up on in terms of the facts that are laid behind or before you. To wit, the Mueller investigation and what's happening today, the latest was that Jerome Corsi withdrew apparently either a plea or he rejected or refused to engage in a cooperation agreement, refused to enter into a plea agreement, claiming that he's not going to lie. And again, reading this and trying to figure out what does all this mean? Does it mean that somebody's going to be indicted? Well, normally, if you enter into an agreement to plead to something, it's because there is an indictment that is pending, and that you're entering into something. Because some kind of negotiated plea can be entered into in terms of a sentence or cooperation or whatever it is. Again, I have no firsthand knowledge of this. I'm just trying my best to see what does all this mean, and it's fascinating. So you have that latest little fly in the ointment. And then you still have the case of Roger Stone, and you still have others, and you still have the Mueller investigation that is going, special counsel investigation, in terms of Russian collusion, which is not a crime, all intended apparently to lay the groundwork for what could very well be the basis or bases for an impeachment proceeding later on, because that's what this is about. And if you're thoroughly confused, you've got good reason. Let's start off this way. Let's see if we can do it the way I think, the way it makes the most sense. Ideally, this is what everybody had hoped would be the case. Hillary Clinton could claim that she lost the election because of collusion. Now, collusion, as I said before, is not against the law. There is no statute, no Title 18 provision that deals with collusion between Russia and somebody, either Trump, the Trump team, Republicans, evil. I don't know. There is no such thing as collusion. Sometimes people will use phrases that don't have any cognizable legal ramifications. Like sometimes you ever hear people say they found them guilty beyond a shadow of a doubt. Well, that's beyond a reasonable doubt, and you can think, well, whatever. And sometimes it's that, well, whatever, that gets to be the problem. It's kind of a euphemistic complaint. People will say, you know, they robbed the house. They robbed the house. Well, you rob people. Robbery involves placing somebody into fear. You can't place a house in fear. All right, so you burglarize a house versus, but the point is, you use terms, and people who get law degrees on the internet think that, well, these words kind of, they don't have to be specific. Yes, they do. There is no such thing as collusion. It doesn't exist. There are other forms of collusion that if they rise to different factual patterns, including conspiracy to defraud or conspiracy to commit espionage, they might have as a euphemistic street-level component this thing called collusion, but that's not what the law is. It's something else, espionage or revealing of secrets or whatever it is. But let me go back to what I said. This is what they hope to find. Hillary Clinton did not lose the election because she was a lousy candidate, was not preferred, didn't campaign correctly, blew it, or lost fair and square. No. She lost because of Russian collusion or Russian collusion / WikiLeaks involvement in breaking in and stealing her emails, releasing the emails to the world, causing people to say, hey, I'm not going to vote for Hillary Clinton anymore because of the Podesta emails, which is so far-fetched. I don't even know why they're even going with that, but that's ideally what they wanted to do. Does that make sense? Let me try it again. They wanted to be able to show that Hillary Clinton basically lost a rigged election for reasons that had nothing to do with her own ineptitude, incompetence, what have you. That it was the Russians, it was collusion, it was Donald Trump, and then combinations of collusion, stealing, breaking into, actively going into servers and DNC files and DNC computers and servers and the like, and stealing these Holy Grail emails. And that, when released, formed the basis or bases for her having lost the election, not because she stinks as a candidate, was too sick to campaign, or what have you. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're saying, but wait a minute. What did these emails say? And did any of these emails say anything that was bad against her? Anything that perhaps involved criminal culpability on her part? Something that she did that was wrong? Something that, I guess that's a very good question. It's like when people say, for example, you blackmailed me. This was extortion. You broke in and stole pictures from my cell phone or my whatever. Pictures of what? Well, having sex with a goat. But you broke in. So people never seem to talk about what it was that was actually allegedly taken from this. But let me go back to what I'm saying again. I hate to backtrack again. The idea is that, please, Bob Mueller, can you please, please show that I did not lose a rigged election because of A, Russians, Trump somehow, and maybe now we'll throw in WikiLeaks. And WikiLeaks, can you please show that they broke in, that WikiLeaks, that Julian Assange stole? Either he commissioned somebody to steal it, or he himself did it, stole information, broke into her server or the servers, and took this information and used it illegally against her. And can you please do that? Assange said, no, I never got any information. No, I didn't steal. No, they came to me, Kim.com, and others were saying, and many people said it was Seth Rich and others as well. And they said that you have these thumb drive things, you know, these thumb drives, these things you plug in. And the reason why they thought that a thumb drive might have been the actual means by which this information was transmitted or stolen, actually, better yet, given to Mr. Assange and WikiLeaks, is because the rate of transmission, the rate and the speed and the sluggishness and the slowness of how long it would have taken to hack into the DNC servers or Hillary's servers or whatever, it's just time prohibitive, cost prohibitive, technologically prohibitive. But this, the thumb drive, this little thing that you've seen, you admit that you stick this in there, allegedly it is suggested by Kim.com and others have said it was Seth Rich. And that Seth Rich did. Seth Rich, of course, you know, as we believe, met a terrible, terrible fate, which is a subject for other investigations and the like. So let me go back to what I said. So please, Robert Mueller, can you please come up with that story? Well, so far it began. Again, Russian collusion / emails / WikiLeaks. Bottomed out. Nothing happened. Manafort, Gates were indicted for things that antedated, that predated the Trump administration. It had nothing to do with it. There was the Ukrainian that was election irregularities and the like that preceded Trump. Then there was Papadopoulos and General Flynn and giving false statements. Now, false statements, 18 U.S.C. 1001 can be inconsistent statements to the grand jury, inconsistent statements to FBI, false statements, inconsistent, whatever you want to call it. I mean, perjury, yes, in the broader sense, but this is an all-encompassing kind of a false statement thing. This is why people take the Fifth all the time, because of this perjury trap, which is, and by the way, it's called the perjury trap for a good reason, because it's a perjury trap. Bring somebody in who hasn't done anything, keep talking to them, and during the course of the investigation, you've changed your testimony from here to this, and this person came along and he said what you're saying was incorrect, and this is, and it's inconsistent, and it's a lie, and you're thinking, wait a minute, I'm being indicted? I didn't do anything. Well, you did. Now you didn't. It's what they did to Martha Stewart. Martha Stewart never got pinched on insider trading. It was because of lying to the FBI. Anyway, let's go back to what I'm saying. So please, Bob Mueller, I'm Hillary Clinton. If you don't mind, can you find something? Well, I think we've got something here, Hillary. Really? Yes. What is it? Well, we can show maybe, ideally, here's what they wanted. From what I can guess, and I'm just guessing this, because nobody's calling me and running this by me. I'm a civilian. I'm like you. But the idea is that Roger Stone, because he's connected with Trump and has known Trump and worked with Trump and whatever it is, this is the story they wanted, somehow knew of, but not so much just knew of, but was instrumental in getting either Assange to do something illegal, break into Hillary's server, do something to appropriate illegally this information. Because if it's given to Julian Assange and WikiLeaks this way by somebody like a Seth Rich or another person, then it becomes exactly the same situation that occurred in the Ellsberg Pentagon Papers case. Where someone came, it also is the case Bartnicki against Vopper, a 2001 Supreme Court case. Same thing, where this information, which was stolen, purloined, appropriated, but given to a news source, it becomes newsworthy. And if you ever got time, I can explain how this works out, believe it or not, in the Gawker Hulk Hogan case. But that's beyond the scope of this right now. So that idea was that if you can show that Stone and Corsi, others knew and did something to get this information, contribute, aid, abet, counsel, procure, hire, act as an accomplice, coordinate, participate in the illegal information, data, files, emails, whatever it is, then you could say, ideally, then the Trump administration was a part of this. The collusion, maybe forgetting the Russia, because remember, the Russian story was only important if it helped to prove how Hillary lost a rigged election. It all goes back there. Yes, it goes back to let's try to get Trump, but it all is because Hillary Clinton, the queen, lost her place of entitlement, her elevation, her apotheosis, her beatification and canonization and elevation as president. I mean, she was the entitled one. But none of it's working out that way. They're saying, well, maybe we'll see, we'll get Corsi in here. Hey, can you help? And now Corsi's saying, no, you know what? I don't forget the plea. I don't want to lie. Do whatever you want to do to me. I didn't lie. I didn't mean to lie. Whatever. I don't know what he's trying to do. Stone apparently remains steadfast. He says, I didn't do anything. I'm not the intermediary. I'm not involved in anything between Trump and anybody. Trump says, I don't know what you're talking about. Now, here's where it gets really good. We don't know where Julian Assange is. Let's say, you know, last week we heard this story. And you buying the story? Are you buying the story? Where somebody in a prosecutor's office, in a bad cut and paste, indicated, showed that he was charged, he was indicted, Assange, and that they sought, they used the same kind of language to either seal the indictment or keep the contents known from people, and that everybody and their mother was saying, oh dear God, if you're stupid enough to release to indict Assange. Not only do you have the Pentagon Papers, New York Times against U.S. Pentagon Papers case, Bartnicki and others, and it's many iterations and manifestations of that, providing that, again, that WikiLeaks would be considered a journalist platform. They would be the press. They would be protected by the First Amendment. They wouldn't be actively participating in any alleged break-in, in any alleged procuring, any kind of stealing of data. They wouldn't be a part of it at all. So in this case, what's happening and why this is critical is that then we find out that if that's not the case, if that's not what happened, then what do we do? Where's the collusion case? Where's the case against Hillary? Or rather the case that explains why Hillary lost? And it's falling apart. Now, let's assume Assange is here. He's here either because, A, he's been arrested, and somehow, because there's some talk about his lawyers can't get into the Ecuadorian embassy, whatever. Let's say he's here because he was arrested and he's been brought over. What does that pose? A, it would be one of the most stupid things possible because of the fact that, again, for the umpteenth time, he has an absolute, and it is axiomatic. He has a defense under Supreme Court case law and the like, because he is a protected journalist and the like. He then perhaps could be brought in and under the guise that he's being indicted, when in fact he says, oh no, I'm not here as an indicted defendant. I'm here as a material witness. I'm going to tell you what happened. And it was, let's say hypothetically, and he would have to deal with whatever privilege he's maintained, it was Seth Rich or another party who gave me this information. There was no Russian collusion. There was no connection with Trump. There was no connection with Stone. There was no connection. I did this. We did this. It has nothing to do with it. And I can authenticate all of those files. And in addition, I've been holding back a whole bunch of files that I've been using as insurance, because you use the term insurance policy a lot, a la Strzok and Page and others. Remember that one? I've got my own insurance policy. And wait till you see the stories in the files you never heard of. So Hillary Clinton would have been much better just to lick her wounds, not have to cancel her tour, just take her $100 billion that she's got squirreled away in the Clinton Foundations, which is the subject of another investigation, which she should be very concerned about. But in terms of this, this has gone nowhere. Now, I can't tell you where at the last minute this is all going to end up. Is it going to be at the last minute? Is Assange going to testify? I don't know. Who knows? I can point to a number of different scenarios. This thing started, I'm going to say again for the millionth time, with the mission statement of trying to explain to the world how Hillary Clinton lost a rigged election. Hillary Clinton lost a rigged election. It was about Hillary Clinton losing the election. Nobody thought for a moment that the Russians violated any kind of election integrity. Nobody ever thought that there was any kind of a trespassorial invasion by the Kremlin or Putin. Nobody ever thought that. It was never. To this day, 2018, we still think maybe what? They bought some Facebook ads or something. I don't even know how that – I still don't even know what that means. There's nothing. It never went anywhere. And since that didn't go anywhere, well, the next plan B is, well, let's show some kind of collusion through WikiLeaks, maybe as a Russian agent. And then Stone can show that since he was so close to Trump, he's providing the information. Hey, Don, here, I've got the information. And another problem happens because you have knowledge of a legal a legal publication. For example, if Ellsberg had known, if somebody had known about the Pentagon Papers a week before they were released, so what? That affected politics. That affected Nixon. That affected the Republicans. That had a lot to do with it. The release of the Pentagon Papers embarrassed. My God, it was a war going on. You don't think that had some that. You can't get any more collusive or colluding. That's collusion, put it that way. Nobody would have cared if I said, hey, you don't understand. Next week, Daniel Ellsberg is going to be releasing something which will ultimately be found to be legal. So what? So assuming that it is true, assuming that it's true what Roger Stone says and the fact that he released something or the fact that he knew about if it was legal – so what? It just doesn't go. It doesn't stop. And believe me when I tell you this. What was the sole? Because you don't think anybody from the usual media platforms. You don't think CNN and these guys understand what I just said to you. You know why they wanted? You know why Corsi was so important in this? You know it. Because he was a conspiracy theorist and a birther. Oh, my God, you couldn't do the story. You have to say birther, 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 birther. Just like you have to mispronounce Tijuana whenever you talk about the southern border. It's not Tijuana. It's Tijuana. But just like that, you have to say birther, conspiracy theorist. When, in fact, you and I know, where did the birther story come from? Where did it come from? Michelle Obama, where did it come from? 2007, Mark Penn in the famous memo. The memo that was leaked. The memo that Hillary Clinton says, oh, no, we're not going to go there. Oh, no, you don't, Mark. What? We're not going to tell the world or push the fact of this un-American connection. That's where that came from. So just as an aside, so as we sit today, where are we? Nothing. We've got four indictments, Manafort, Gates, Flynn, Papadopoulos, and about 17 mysterious. It's going nowhere. It doesn't make any sense. Look, the rule of law, anybody will tell you this. When you impanel the grand jury or you go, you have the evidence, you then go to the grand jury and you have the indictment. A true bill issued, delivered. They've been walking around hoping something comes up. And when all else fails, what do? You get them on the 1001 false statement story. And by the way, the worst kind of substantial witness you have, the worst kind of witness that you're going to present to the people is somebody who pled guilty and part of the plea agreement is the fact that they lied. Your main witness is pled guilty to lying. And the first thing you're going to say is, but you're not lying now to the jury, right? No, you lied. That's theoretically. And by the way, remember, these words lie, just like the word collusion. It's not that people lie. It's that people gave inconsistent statements. People said something on day one, and on day two, they said something different. So I'm sorry. Let me just repeat and leave you with this. This all started with Hillary Clinton. This is all about Hillary Clinton trying to explain how she lost a rigged election. This is where it all came from. It all unraveled, all of the special prosecutor, all of this stuff. Nobody thought for a moment that Russia was involved in it. Nobody cared about WikiLeaks. Nobody cares about the Podesta emails. You think 63.5 whatever million Americans voted for Trump knew anything about this? It's a fiction. No, it's still going back to explain how the Queen lost her election. It's just like the whole thing about, it's just like why Russia, and there's a subtext to Russia. Russia is the boogeyman. Remember, no Russia, no NATO. No Russia, no big bad Putin, no NATO, no money, no billions, no nothing. He's it. Because China, China, don't bring it back. Don't bring up Saudi Arabia. No, put all your money on Putin. Ooh.